Reese is currently in my junior-senior level software engineering course. I've had Reese in courses all three semesters since he first showed up in data structures in the spring of 2019. Reese always sits in the front row, and having him in class is kind of like having a teacher's assistant. He'll look things up for me, let me know the time when I'm in the middle of a slideshow, tell me where we left off in the lecture from the last class, and point out mistakes that I hadn't noticed on a slide. Reese is usually far enough ahead in the material that he'll find and let me know about problems or confusing concepts in the assignments, lectures, or class-based activities. Fortunately, he's very patient with my imperfection. Reese asks perceptive questions in class, and when answering a question on an assignment, he makes a concerted effort to answer thoroughly and correctly. His submissions never give you the impression that he's rushed through his work just to get it completed. When available, Reese will attempt the extra credit options for an assignment, and whenever he completes a project, his work becomes the gold standard used as an example in subsequent iterations of the course. On project teams, Reese is often a leader and initiator, keeping everything moving forward and everyone on task. His leadership style is to lead by example. Putting in the time and effort to complete tasks encourages his teammates to do the same. Along with being bright and hardworking, Reese is also exceptionally emotionally intelligent. He is respectful, sensitive, and empathic. For example, he thanks me for presenting the lectures and, at the end of the semester, thanks me for teaching the class. He always gives me his full attention during lecture, and he will even quiet other students when it's time for class to start. I have told him more than once that I wish that I could clone him. Other students might have the same academic ability, work ethic, and maturity, but very few demonstrate these qualities so consistently. Of course, Reese has his challenges, otherwise he would not be at Landmark, nor be human for that matter. Periodically, he becomes paralyzingly anxious. When he does get that anxious, however, it's generally a signal to me that I need to extend a deadline or assign less work. Reese tries his best to do what's expected without complaint, so his anxiety is essentially a barometer of the reasonableness of my expectations. I recruited Reese to be a staff member in computer science support. He excels as an employee just as he does as a student. He is dependable and conscientious, showing up for every shift on time, communicating issues that he's had with students. I've heard that he is patient and helps students come to answers on their own versus just giving out solutions. Not only do I appreciate Reese as an amazing student, but I also feel a personal affinity with him. He reminds me of myself as a college student. I had, at the time, undiagnosed ADHD. Essentially, to live up to your own expectations, you have to work much harder than your neurotypical counterparts. It can feel like all you have time for is work. Also, your level of self-esteem, generally low, does not match either the level of your achievements, generally high, nor the respect regard that is held for you by others, also high. Notably, Reese was nominated to be the recipient of this year's award unanimously by all three computer science faculty in the STEM department. So he comes well recommended.